Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of ShaiOne.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Nacha Pratyaha Tatra Adhate Kinchit. There is no substance, there is no necessary for any object. Pratyaya nacha pratyaya tatra adhatte kinchit. There is no dependence for this pratyaya for anything. My knowledge, I think in my knowledge, there is a vritti, there is a thought function, pratyaya, which says a pot. Then the pot is in front of me. For this pot to form, he doesn't need, this fellow, he doesn't need any other substance, material cause. So he says, asatah adharatva yogat. Because asat cannot have, asat cannot become any adhara. Asat cannot be the substratum, base for anything. Therefore, asat antarena pratyaya na pratate iti, pratate iti, pratyasya eva yesha svabhavah natu asat adhinam asya kinchit iti chet. You don't understand. Asadantarena pratyaha na pratate. Asadantarena pratyaha na pratate. Without asat, this pratyaya will not be illumined. Then, pratyasi evesha svabhava. This pratyaya, it's not dependent on the pratyaya, the asat. This pratyaya, this knowledge function, this thought knowledge, thought function of the intellect, it's the nature of it. What? Na tu svabhavah, na tu asat adhinam asya kinchidati. It doesn't depend upon the asat. It's its nature to create things. Therefore, iti chet, aho bhata. Oh, you should have to really say, this fellow, he's really great. How? Asya asat pakshavato yad ayam atad utpatti atad atma cha tad avina bhava niyatah pratyayiti. You should have to really appreciate this fellow. This, for this fellow, this whatever is aho bhata asya asat pakshapatah, this asat pakshapatah, that which is falling in the asat, the standpoint of asat, yad ayam atad utpattihi na tad iti atad. That atad is being created. Whichever is not that is being created. From clay you can create pot. From nothing he is creating something. So, utpati. And that kind of thing is atadatmacha. It doesn't have an existence of itself. A pot, what is a pot? That is which has clay, made of clay. Now this is not made of clay. So it does. It is atadatma also. It doesn't have the essence of its cause also. Therefore, tad avina bhava niyatah pratyah. Avina bhava, vina bhava, avina bhava. So he says, tad asat, without asat, it cannot exist. This pratyah cannot exist. There should be always a relationship to asat. Therefore, pratyahiti tasmat. Therefore, atyanta asantaha, that which is non-existent at any point of time, sharir indriyadeha, the body, sense organ, etc., nirasta nistatva na anubhava vishya bhavitum arhanti. Therefore, this body, sense organ, etc., they have no existence in itself. Therefore, it cannot come as an experience. This is the conclusion. So we have condemned, not we, the Purupakshi has condemned the dual, the Buddhist also. Atra Brahmaha. Now, after making the Purupakshi, after making the opponent fight with the others, we come and say, okay, now we will say. What? Atra Brahmaha. Nistattvam ched na anubhava gochara tat kim idanim marichayopi toyatmana satatva yad anubhava gocharaha syuhu na satatvaha tadatmana marichinam asatvat. you are trying to condemn other people with logic. Now let me ask a simple question. You say there is no other, there is nothing called as asat. That is your standpoint. From there you started condemning others. Now let me ask you a simple question. Nistattvam chet na anubhava gocharah. Nistattvam, if something does not have substance, then it cannot come as an object of experience. This is what you said. Fine. Kim tat kim idani marichiyopi toyatmana satatva. Then do you mean to say this marichi, this mirage water, as the water, it has an existence? And yadu anubhav gocharaha sihu, because you are able to see it, you are able to see the water, and that is why you are going towards it. Therefore do you accept the water part in the mirage water as existent? Let the mirage be untrue, but the water part in that mirage water is true. Do you mean to say that? Then na satatvaha, you cannot accept like that. It cannot be something which has existence, because tadatmana marichina masatvam. As you condemn the mirage water because it doesn't have waterness in it. That is the real cause for which you condemn the mirage water. You don't accept the mirage water as water. Therefore dvidamhi, you understand this absence. Dvidamhi vastunam tattvam samas sattvam asattvam cha. The vastu, the substance, its existence, its reality can be of only two types. What? Sattvam asattvam cha. The reality of an object can be either existent or non-existent. Tatra purvam svataha paramtu parataha. There the first type, which is a sattvam, existent, that is by itself. The non-existent object, it gains its bhava, existence, depending upon other. Vastunam tattvam, the substance, it gains its substanceness. The other objects which are absent, it gains its substanceness through another object. Tasya bhavaha tattvam. Tasya bhavaha means the ness of whatever object. That objectness it gains through another object. Yatha ahu, this is what is explained, this is what is understood by your Kumarila Bhatta himself. Sarupa pararupa abhyam nityam sadasadatmake vastuni jnayate kinchit rupam kaishchit kadachana iti. Sarupa pararupa abhyam nityam sadasatmake vastuni jnayate. Sarupa pararupa abhyam, in itself, independent of anything or dependent upon something, nityam sadasatmake, the whatever is seen as existent and non-existent is understood. Jnayate vastuni jnayate, you see in the objects. Kinchid rupam kaishchid kadachana, some way other it is gaining, in one form or in another form it is gaining its existence. The whole world, this is how you experience it. Tadkim marichishu, you said this, now you explain this. Tadkim marichishu toya nirbhasa pratyaha tattva gocharaha tattva gocharaha tathacha samichana hiti na bhranto na api badhyeta. Now you understand like this, that in two ways this existence of the object can be seen. Fine. Now tell me, since it is like this, the object which you see, which we say, we Vedantins accept as superimposed, this, let us say for example, this marichishu, this mirage water, how do you accept it? Toya nirbhasa pratyaha tattva gocharaha. The toya nirbhasa, the mirage water, the water you see, is it having a substance? Is it the knowledge gained through this object, knowledge of substance? अथा च सति. इफ इट इज देन इट इज एग्जिस्टेंट. If it is the knowledge of the substance, meaning the water itself, if the water has an existence, then tatacha sati samichana iti na bhranta. The knowledge you have gained in the mirage water is not confusion, it is right knowledge. It is not mirage water, it is water only. The water which you, if it has waterness in it, the water in which you see, you call as mirage water. If it has waterness, it is not mirage water, it is water only. Tathacha sati, then there is no confusion. It's not wrong knowledge. Not just that, napi badhyate, it cannot be negated also. Only a wrong knowledge can be negated by right knowledge. A right knowledge cannot be negated by anything. Therefore, adha na badhyeta. The experiencer can never be negated. Yadi marichinaha marichina toyatmatatvan atoyatmana grunhiyat. Marichinaha. Then, adha na badhyeta. Let it be not negated. Experiencer, let him not negate it. Then yadi marichina toyatmatatvan atoyatmana grunhiyat. Yadi if marichina, this marichina, the mirage water, marichina atoyatmatatvan, the mirage water which is atoyatmatatvan, which does not have, which has existence, which is substance of atoyatma. Atoya means not toya. Toya means water. That which is having existence of something which is other than water, atoyatmana grinhiyat. Then if he gains like that, adhana badhyata, it cannot be negated. If marichin atoyatma tattvan to atoyatmana grinhiyat, if he sees, it cannot be negated. True, when he sees the mirage water, in the mirage water he does not see water, and that non-waterness he sees as non-waterness only. Mirage water does not have waterness, and if I understand it as not having waterness, then it cannot be negated. Edi na bad atho nadha na bad, it cannot be negated. That is also true. If I understand the mirage water to be not having waterness, it cannot be negated. Then toyatmana tu grunhan katam abhranta katam va abadhya. But this fellow goes towards it because of this knowledge it is water. Then how can you see it is, his knowledge is not wrong, or it will not be negated? How can you say that it will never happen like that? Hanta toyatma bhavatmanam marichinam toyatma bhavatmatvam tavat nasat toya tesham toya abhavat abhedena toya bhavatmana toyatmata anupattehe. Hanta toya bhavatmanam marichina. Then this marichi, which has gained the state of waterness, which is endowed with waterness, then there toyatma bhavatvam tavat na sat. That toyatma bhavatvam, that waterness, if it is not sat, if it is not having existence, then tesham toya abhavat, that toya abhavat, it does not have waterness. Because of that, abhedena toya bhavatmata anupattehe. You cannot, without differentiating, you cannot have this knowledge. It is water. You are having now that it is water. This knowledge is abheda. This non-dual knowledge you have in the non-waterness as waterness. Therefore, napi asat. Nasat, first you negated, sat. Then napi asat, it cannot be negated as asat also. It cannot be said as asat also. It cannot be said as sat. it cannot be said as asat also, non-existent also, because it cannot be said as sat because it you don't experience the water. If it cannot be, it cannot be sat, asat also, non-existence also. See, he is taking two points. It cannot be sat, na sat, that standpoint is not sat. Then there is no confusion there. If it is sat, then there can be no confusion. It cannot be asat also. Why? Vastvantram eva hi vastvantrasya asattvam astiyate bhavantram abhavah anyona kaschit anirupanaditi vadadbhi. It cannot be asat. Why? Because you fellows don't accept non-existent. One's object is seen, the otherness, the other than this objectness, whatever is in the world is seen in that as absent. You are taking part in that the partness, living partness, whatever is in the world, you see the absence of it. Therefore, you don't accept something really to be absent. So, it cannot be asat also. Therefore, nacha aropitam rupam vastvantram tadhi marichayova bhavet gangadigatam toyamva purvaspin kalpe marichayah iti pratyasadnya toyamiti. You cannot accept like this also. Nacha aropitam rupam vastvantram. This superimposed, that superimposed cannot be another different object. How? Tadhi marichayova bhavet. Or it cannot be marichi, mirage. Ganga adigatam toyamba. Or it cannot be the water in the Ganga, etc. Because purvaspin kalpe, in the previous standpoint, marichaya iti pratyaha syat na toyamiti. You gain, once you discuss everything, you gain the knowledge, it is marichi, it is mirage. You don't gain the knowledge, it is toyam. Therefore, there is no confusion there also. Aropitam rupam vastvantram tadhi nav aropitam rupam vastvantram. The superimposed cannot be something different. See, the rope, let us say, take the rope snake. The rope, in the rope you superimpose the snake. Is the snake true or false? Since I am seeing it, the snake is, I am experiencing it, I am having fear, etc. The snake is true, if you say, no. It if it is true, then it cannot be negated. If it is not true, then na badhyata tiri marichinas toyatmatam atoyatma. If you understand it to be rope itself, there also there is no confusion. If you see the rope, snake on the rope, then it cannot be negated. If the snake is real, it cannot be negated also. When you see the rope as rope, in two states it cannot be negated. Then you have to understand, accept what is this snake which you see on the rope. Is it existent? It cannot be, because at a later point of time you are negating it. Is it non-existent? Then you cannot say that also, because you are seeing the snake and you are having this knowledge that it is snake. Then is it some different object? Then snake and this rope should be different. They should be different. Once you gain this the rope or snake, there should be no negation of one another. But it happens. Therefore, purvaspin kalpe. Uttaraspin tu, uttaraspin astu gangayam toyamiti syat na punar ihaiti. In the later point, like there are two states. Marichayo tadhi marichayo bhavet gangadigatam toyamba. After discussing, after understanding this place, aropitam vastvantram, this superimposed cannot be another different object, because at a later point of time you gain two knowledge. Marichayova, you gain, understand it to be rope, or you understand it to be snake. If you understand it to be rope, purvasmin kalpe marichayaiti pratyaha syat na toyamiti. If you understand it to be rope, then you will gain the knowledge it's only rope. You will not have any confusion with snake. Or if you understand it to be snake, uttarasminstu gangayam toyamiti syat na punarihyeti. If you understand the second Ganga, if the superimposed object, what is that? That is what we are discussing. The superimposed object is something different. Then if it is rope, then you will gain only the knowledge that it is rope. No, I am superimposing the object that which I have seen in different place, the snake which I have seen in different place. Then you have to experience that snake, not like this snake. The snake in the forest, not as the snake here on this rope. You cannot experience it like that. Therefore, that is what he says. Uttasminstu gangayam toyamiti syat na punarihyeti. In the second letter, you will gain the knowledge that in Ganga there is water, not here. You will not have the knowledge that here that is water. Therefore, desha bheda asmarane toyamiti syat na punarihyeti. Desha bheda asmarane. If you don't confuse with the desha, then again, if you don't remember the desha, again toyamiti syat, you will have, I've seen water, yeah, water I know, Ganga or this, that I don't know, but I know it is water, but I will not have this knowledge that this is water. Where I have seen this snake, I don't remember. That is different, but I will not have this is snake, that kind of knowledge will not happen. Therefore, na ched atyantam asat nirasta samasta swarupam alikam eva astu iti sampratam. Then you should not say that which does not have any existence, then it should be alika, non-existent at all the 3 points of time. Na api asat, it is not asat also. If you are negating it at all the 3 points of time, it should be asat. It is like the flower you see in the space. Not even like that. It is not totally non-existent also. Tasya anubhava gocharatva anubhavattehi iti uktam adastat. We'll see, explain it later. How can it not be accepted? Non-existent, because it is experienced by you. I am seeing it, I am experiencing it, I am seeing water there, I am seeing the snake there, it is coming as experience. Later point of time you are negating, but still at the point of experience it is there. Therefore it cannot be totally non-existent also. We are trying to bring in the anirvachaniyatva khyati. That is why we are being, the knowledge is inexplicable. This rope, the snake which you see on the rope is inexplicable. It is not existent, it is not non-existent, it is different from both existent and non-existent, which is inexplicable. That is what we are driving at. So see, tasmat na sat na api satasat paraspara virodhatiti anirvachaniyam eva aropaniyam marichishu toyam asthayam tad anena kramena adhyastam toyam paramartha toyam iva. So that can be not true. Na sat, it cannot be true. Napi sadasat, it cannot be existent and non-existent, because it is contradictory. I have already negated, it cannot be asat, because it is experienced. It is experienced, therefore it cannot be asat. It cannot be sat, because it is it is negated later. It cannot be sat and asat, it cannot be existent and non-existent, because it is contradictory. Therefore, anirvachaniyam eva aropaniyam. You have to understand the superimposition is inexplicable. Toyam asthayam, marichu toyam asthayam. It gains the existence in the mirage as though it is water. Tad anena kramena adhyastam, which is superimposed. And as though it is true water, you gain the knowledge as though it is true water. You gain the knowledge as though it is true snake. So this is inexplicable, and that is why, see, if it is not gained, if this true knowledge is not gained, as though true knowledge is not gained, then you will not have pravritti or nivritti. After seeing the snake on the rope, you will not run. After seeing the water in the mirage, you will not run towards it. Run away or run towards will not happen. Therefore, this is inexplicable. That is what we are in. We will see. Ataeva tu purvadrishtamiva. That is why he says, Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.